Oz. How you doing, sir?
Commissioner, thank you very much. I just want to say
Education Commissioner Michael Williams is a big presence.
William?
His deep, hearty laugh and his six-foot frame fill the room as he talks school policy with educators who've come to hear him speak.
I'm on a board that helps children with learning disabilities.
As Texas's railroad commissioner, he was the first African-American elected to statewide office. If voters had chosen differently, the 59-year-old lawyer would also be sitting in Congress. But he lost the Republican primary last year. Then his close friend, Governor Rick Perry, appointed him Education Commissioner. Williams says his political savvy will help him cut through Austin's bureaucracy.
I've had the opportunity to lead large, complicated, complex agencies before. I have learned over the course of my professional career how to ask the right questions with the right people and get to the right answers.
He says his tenure as an Assistant Secretary of Education under the first President Bush has prepared him for Texas's unique challenges.
I dealt with issues regarding youngsters with limited English proficiency. I dealt with issues of youngsters who have disabilities. I dealt with questions about the overrepresentation of minority males in special education.
And Williams says he dealt with schools suspending students too quickly and too often to control discipline. It's a problem in Texas he'll address in part by going public with the numbers.
We have to build cultures of communities within schools so that suspension is the last resort, not the first option. Because when that youngster has been suspended and then returns to the classroom and is behind, that's less incentive to stay. We at TEA can shine a spotlight on districts and their suspension rates by making it very, very public so that you can actually see how many youngsters. We have districts in this state where a youngster has been suspended for 100 days or more. That's more than half of the school year. The public needs to know that.
Williams is a longtime advocate of school choice and vouchers. It's something that concerns public school advocates, though the commissioner vows it's a legislative decision and he won't get involved. He says he cannot comment on whether school funding is adequate because of an ongoing school finance lawsuit, but he says he plans to ask lawmakers for additional money to assist teachers who must prepare students for the new STAR end-of-course exams. By the way, those exams in the state's new accountability system have consumed more of the commissioner's time than any other issue.
That has been the most dominant conversation I've had.
As he revamps the state's accountability plan, here's one thing to look for. Instead of designating schools as exemplary or unsatisfactory, he'll give them old-fashioned letter grades.
I don't want to announce it now because they haven't done it now, but it's very likely that I will settle on a labeling system that goes A through F. Folks understand what that is.
We'll have more on Commissioner Williams' plan for tackling testing and accountability in another report this week. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.